the network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
AV Nation is brought to you by Shure, because every voice matters.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, to this episode of AV Nation TV's Connected. I'm your host, David Danto, and we are here in the Biodome, the wonderful Gaylord Palms, an indoor garden with live alligators getting fed every day and surrounded by a hotel and a conference center where Enterprise Connect 2023 is taking place. So I'm going to walk you through a couple of the booths and some of the sites and interview a couple of people that are involved. So stay with us, and I'll bring you the best of signs there that people standing in front of it. Enterprise Connect. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. My name is Damian Biltras. I'm the Business Development Manager here at Wolf Vision. Wolf Vision has been in business for 35 years, providing high-end document cameras to higher education and judicial space. What most people don't know, though, is that we also provide tools for collaboration and presentation for your classrooms, corporate space, and judicial markets. We're here at Enterprise Connect this week presenting our Synapp family of products, which range from the Synapp Pure Mini up to our flagship product, the Synapp Pro. With it, you can share wireless content via AirPlay, Miracast, Chromecast. You can bring in connected devices through HDMI or RTSP. You can open up cloud services like your OneDrive or Dropbox and aggregate all that content to provide a high-end solution to your web conferencing. Our web conferencing can provide BYOM solutions, so you can bring the peripherals back to your device using your native application, or you can use the WebRTC-based solutions on our devices, which give you that native application directly on our solution, so you don't have to bring a device into the conference room. Altogether, we provide a one solution that is together for that high-end experience to your far end. For more information, please visit www.wolfvision.com.
Hello, AV Nation. Chris Audette with Sound Control Technologies here at Enterprise Connect, having a phenomenal show. Sound Control Technologies, we make camera extension solutions primarily, but we also make signal extension solutions where we're taking signals from a codec backplane, bringing it to your table. We're extending that on a single category cable up to 100 meters. We have lots of gadgets, a lot of problem-solving solutions. We hope to hear from you soon. www.soundcontrol.net.
So joining me now is my colleague from HP, Rachel Cubillo. Rachel is relatively new to Poly in the HP world and is in our analyst relations team. Rachel, hi, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
You've been in the collaboration industry for a year now, a year and a half?
About a year and a half, correct.
You don't think we're crazy at this point?
No, not yet.
What have your impressions been of what you've been working on in your first year in the industry?
I like it a lot. I've learned a lot about...
No, you're fine. What have your impressions been about your first year in the industry?
First impression, there's incredible people with a lot of knowledge. I'm excited to continue to learn, and these events like Enterprise Connect and other shows that I've attended have given me the opportunity to network. And I don't meet with a lot of analysts on a regular basis, but these events allow me to have the face-to-face time and discuss the trends.
Analysts are a really interesting bunch of people. Trust me, I'm speaking as one who was sort of kind of an analyst for a while. A lot of opinions, a lot of different feelings, a lot of people who suck all the oxygen out of the room, and all my analyst friends will know what I'm talking about. How do you manage working with such a weird, odd, diverse group of people that are so smart?
That's an interesting question, actually. It has been a journey for me when I started because there's so many personalities, right? And it's just a matter of getting to know one another, gaining trust, and building that relationship. But most importantly, is maintaining it, right? And that way, yeah, everything's easily manageable at some point.
Most industries, you'll find that if you reply to people and you give them answers, even if you don't have the right answer, if you don't know yet, you'll be able to build that network, build that relationship, because they know that you're somebody they can trust that will get back to them.
That's true. Keeping them in the know. I think keeping them involved as much as possible is very important for us, whether it's a pre-brief ahead of time, giving them, you know, the opportunity to hear from us directly instead of them having to chase us is very important, right? We don't want to feel like they are forgotten, in a sense.
So I'll put you on the spot here for a second. Tell me about something that you've told to an analyst that elicited a wow. Have you given any of them any news that they really were unaware of? And what was that reaction kind of like? How did you manage it?
Let me think about that one. I think our announcements that came out today have definitely been wow factors.
Well, that's the new the version 4 platform for our Android. So we're now on Android 10, and there's a lot more compatibility and a lot more features that are coming out. It's only the beginning, by the way. There's going to be more and more upgrades and improvements to that platform going forward. But so some people have reacted that they're really excited about that?
Absolutely. Definitely wow factors, a lot of questions coming in, and we're excited to brief analysts in the future. And yeah.
I'm actually really kind of proud of the way we handled some of that, because there are companies on the show floor today and at ISE and some of the other trade shows that are showing technology that they're not close to releasing. It's not a product yet, it's whatever. Everything that we've demonstrated, all the features we've done, you know, we've delivered within a period of a few weeks. And, you know, I'm really excited that the version 4 is finally out. So many people have been asking about that.
Yes, that is true. And now we have answers, so we're excited.
And you are carrying a number of the samples of the Voyager Free 60, right? Why don't you pick that up and show it to everybody? I love giving people demos of that product.
Get a little closer. Here we are. Oh. I'll show the screen here.
So we had Andre Reed on the show giving everybody a deep dive of how that works. But
perfect.
But the great news about you holding them is that they're shipping, that they're now generally available, and that's going to be really awesome as a new technology, one of the first of many that we have coming out as part of the new HP Poly.
That's true, yeah. I'm excited that we have them, and like David said, I do have a few in my bag, so if you see me, please don't be afraid to say hello.
What do you think of the Gaylord Palms? Have you ever stayed here before?
I have. I came last year, and I stayed, and I loved it. It's a great ambiance. If I would.
Oh, you like it? So you're not one of the people that make fun of it and call it the Biodome?
No. I find a new place every time I'm here, so I like to explore and kind of get lost.
So I'm going to ask you an interview question now, because it's something it's cool to ask. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? What's your career ambition or your plan? Because, you know, you've just been exposed to this as part of, you know, one of your senior internships, and now, you know, you're kind of moving into it. What do you see yourself doing in the world?
That's a very great, that's a good question,
and
David.
It's okay if you don't know the answer. I still don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up.
That's a good question. I love AR, and I've gotten to know what having and managing an AR program is, along with Katie Atwell, but I have a passion for event management, event planning, that I would like to at some point pursue. So I'll look forward to getting more involved in event planning.
Yeah. If someone wants to reach out to you and get more information from you, how should they do that?
Absolutely. You can reach out to me via email, rachel.cubillo@hp.com, or my cell phone number. 305.
Don't give your cell phone number. I'm going to ask you that question again. Just tell them, God, you don't need stalkers. Say that your email, and they can find you on LinkedIn or something like that.
Okay?
Got to figure out where I'm going to get a cut in there, but I'll figure something else out. Okay. So if somebody wants to reach out to you, let me start that again. If somebody wants to reach out to you, find out more about what you do, or ask you a question, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can email me at rachel.cubillo@hp.com, or please follow me on LinkedIn.
Rachel, thanks very much for taking the time. I appreciate it. Enjoy the show this week.
Absolutely. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Enterprise Connect. I'm on the show floor at the Poly HP booth. As you can see, we're really excited to have everybody come join us here in Florida, where we're going to be showing off some new solutions, giving some great demos, and really just generally talking about how Poly's been doing inside HP. Should we go for a walk? All right, let's come over to our booth this year is really about the understanding of how people are working. And so what are the ways that we're working right now? Well, I, here at the booth and at the show this time, I'm a mobile professional this week. And so I've been very mobile. So I'm going to take us over to the mobile station, the on-the-go. So we'll go over here. So basically, Poly has made some announcements around new products in the mobility space. One is our Voyager Free 60 series, which is our new true wireless solution. Let's take a look. So we're very excited to be showing this really for the first time since CES, the Voyager Free 60 series. So this is the Voyager Free 60 Plus UC. So this is a product that actually has a great adapter for using with Zoom, Microsoft, whatever your UC application is, fully certified for those, and also features great audio both for listening as well as for talking. So the unique thing about this product is that it has a screen on it. So it actually lets you see your charge, your battery. You can do some of the other features. It has access to, it's probably going to make you go on this QR code, but you can do Bluetooth pairing. You can do your manage your active noise canceling settings. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do with this case. Fits in your pocket, can go with you, charges the device up to 2 additional times when you're using it in the day. Really important for me as a mobile professional this week. And also a great feature that I used yesterday on the plane was it comes with a cable that actually can connect into your entertainment systems on your airline. So not very many airlines actually support Bluetooth pairing at this point. That could change, but for right now, this is a great solution to be able to wirelessly stream to your earbuds. So we have some other mobility products here. The Rove 20 is something that we announced this morning. This is an entry-level decked handset. It joins our Rove 30 and 40 to fill out the line of great solutions for some of those vertical markets where they're doing a lot of walking around, warehouses, retail. And as we're going, let's go into the new space, which is sometimes I'm working from home. So this is our work from home space. This is showing all of our solutions. It's a mix of Poly and HP solutions because we are both now. And so you can see the Studio P5. You can see that we also have our CCX. You can see that we also have some, that's a Voyager Focus back here, and a PolySync 20 there as well. And we're featuring an HP all-in-one solution, which also can run Zoom. And so a great solution for when you're working from home and you just need to sound good, look good, all of those things. So now we're going to walk over to some meeting room solutions. I'm going to shoo out these people so I can talk. Everyone's so excited about our meeting room solutions. So so we actually are showing Microsoft solutions here. We've just released a Poly Video OS 4.0. We're really excited about some of the solutions that brings us for Microsoft. So including some new certifications for large rooms. So, we're really excited about that. And we're talking about that with our X70. We're also talking about, if we come around, some things that we're doing with Google. So we actually have Studio X certified for Google Meet. So that's really exciting. We're the first to really offer that. And so we're excited to be able to showcase that here at the show. In addition to, we are showing some of our Zoom Room solutions as well. We're showing our Zoom and Microsoft solutions with HP Compute, another story about Stronger Together. So we definitely want to make sure that everybody knows about that. As well as we did announce a Poly Lens available for the Chrome web-based app. So that allows us to be able to manage some of your Blackwire and Voyager products from your Chrome web browser. So you can find out more about everything that Poly is doing at poly.com.
So joining me now is my friend and industry colleague, Kevin Keeler. Kevin, hi, thank you for joining.
Well, thanks, David. It's good to be here. Nice to be back at the Gaylord Palms.
Nice to be back at the Gaylord Palms. I made the joke earlier that some people call it the Biodome, and I told people that I wouldn't explain that. I guess you had to be here to understand how that goes.
No, that is true, for sure.
How many Enterprise Connects have you been to?
Well, I believe the number is 13, but of course, I was just trying to figure that out. Like 2020, of course, didn't happen, and 2021 didn't happen, but I was here last year. So when I add up kind of all the presentations, I go back in my archives, it seems to be 13.
Now, you're doing a new presentation this year, right? With Brent, you're Phil retired, and you're doing that. We talked about that on one of our earlier shows.
Yeah, that's correct. So to start it off, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I'm doing Teams and the Contact Center. So that's new as well. And then I'm doing what I've done, this will be my 13th time, if I count it correctly, 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning, I'm doing the Teams overview. This year, focusing on Teams and voice, because people are still very interested about how to add voice to, you know, the Teams stack. But then, yes, definitely the new one and the big one, and that Brent Kelly and I have been working on for months, is the, what we're calling living in the multicast, but really it's the cage match between, you know, Microsoft, Cisco, WebEx, RingCentral, and Zoom, and kind of compare and contrasting, you know, those, you know, all good solutions, but talking about the material differences between them.
So you just recently did a really good training session for some colleagues of mine on how to use Teams. And, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with using the product. And I was in there for an hour and I learned things that, you know, didn't exist. And we asked you questions and you found things that you didn't know existed. It's really interesting how it grows.
Oh, and I think all these solutions are growing very quickly. I mean, obviously, Microsoft Teams, Microsoft likes to, you know, remind us there's been 400 plus updates over the past year. And it is difficult to keep track of all of them. While, you know, I wouldn't say like training is not my focus, certainly helping organizations get the most out of these platforms is definitely something interested. And I was happy to, you know, with the new HP Poly group, you know, share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned along the way.
And hopefully you've seen when this thing airs, our announcement will have been out for an hour already, that we've just released the version 4 firmware for the Android platform. So we're now natively certified on the G7500 right. And the X70 for Microsoft Teams. And there are a whole bunch of other new really cool features in there as well. So you should definitely take a look at that stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I mean, I still love my Poly P21 and the other devices. You know, the devices obviously make all these platforms come alive. And certainly as more and more of us have the opportunity to get back in person, whether it's in the office or at events like this, when you go to the office, you know, those room-based devices have some exciting capabilities. And I'm sure you're going to, or depending on when this airs, have shown off some of the Director AI capabilities, which really is exciting on, you know, some of the multi-camera work and how, you know, one of the core things that I know we're going to see this week is AI. And so whether it's AI in the platforms or AI on the devices, like what Polly's doing, really exciting because it becomes invisible and it just makes us all more effective and productive. And I think that's going to be a key theme that comes out of this entire week.
And I know all the platforms, I'm sure Microsoft, I know Zoom, I know a few of the other ones, are working on multi-stream video so that you can get multiple images, not just with the power of Director AI, which we have today, but, you know, in the actual stream where you could be delivering, you know, 20, 30 images at the same time, which is, it's really exciting what we're doing with that stuff.
Oh, no, I think it's phenomenal. And you know, it's going to take a while, as I'm sure you know better than I do, to have the device manufacturers and the platform manufacturers work together to get the best out of this, because, you know, some of the AI is better done on the edge in the devices, some of the AI you can do up in the cloud, and you want to make sure that, you know, all of the pieces are working well together. It's exciting what, you know, you can do today, but I'm really excited for the rapid advancement over the next year or two.
And what we learned when we were dealing with noise cancellation is it's not good to have every one of them on at the same time. Sometimes there may be conflict, so it'll be interesting if my AI fights with your AI. It's just going to be a fun time in our industry.
Yes, that was my first week with the P21, where both parties were doing the noise cancellation, and it wasn't working out that well. But, you know, the thing is this is back to the rapid advancement. You know, okay, fine, that was initially a week, and then ever since now, everybody's working well together. But I expect with the more advanced, like, video AI pieces, that might take just a little longer than a week to sort out.
Well, we'll see some demonstrations of it at the show, and I can't wait to go to the session you were talking about. See, I even opted for a full conference pass for the show, so I'll be able to walk in and do that. How can somebody get in touch with you if they want to talk to you about the industry or find out about the services you provide?
Well, that's great. So you can obviously look up Kevin Keeler on LinkedIn. You know, I have two things. I'm the co-founder of Enable UC, and that's really where we provide analysis and consulting services, both for vendors and organizations, helping them get the most out of the platform. And then I've taken over the leadership of the BC Strategies Group, which is the broader group of a whole bunch of elite analysts and consultants. In fact, of the kind of non-vendor sessions here at Enterprise Connect, the BC Strategies I've lost count, but it's 17 or 19 sessions the BC Strategies team is delivering. So you can, you know, look up bcstrategies.com or, you know, my organization, enableuc.com.
Pleasure seeing you as always. Thanks very much for the time.
Thank you, David.
Oh, you got a hit. It's okay. It's okay. She cheated a little. But let's see. New teams. Oh, my gosh. It's still loading faster.
So here with us again, because he was here with us last year at Enterprise Connect, is Let's Do Video's David Malda. David, how you doing?
Great. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what's the big deal about Enterprise Connect this year? What's top of mind for you?
Oh, come on. ChatGPT, language modeling. That is all I want to talk about. That's all anyone wants to talk about. It's the biggest thing to happen.
I had to sit down with my wife for an hour yesterday and explain to her why it's the biggest thing in the world. She said, oh, that's got to replace any people's jobs. And I said, okay, give me a job that you do. She happens to be a therapist and a really good one, working with kids on the early learning disabled kids. And I said, well, let me do your notes for you. And we just started doing it, and it just was doing all of it for her. So, it's a very, very interesting, powerful thing. How will that work in the collaboration industry?
In a lot of ways. Well, personally for me, I just saw a tweet for someone that I ghostwrite for, and he tweeted, hey, here's an article I had ChatGPT write. What do you think of it? And of course, I said, I think it's terrible. You should never use that again. So putting me out of work. It's definitely going to put people out of work. But for collaboration, there's a lot of uses for it. And I mean, should we go back and take a minute to say why we think it's so cool and what it is?
We assume everybody knows, and if they don't, they'll look it up and then they'll come back again.
Okay. But we're talking about language modeling. You know, we're not talking about fact-checking, we're not talking about information. I think it's something a lot of people don't like about ChatGPT. You ask it what's 1 + 3 and it says 2. It doesn't know it's facts, but it sounds like a person. When you talk to it, when we talk to Alexa, we use our Alexa voice. You got to be very careful how you ask Alexa questions, because
right.
It doesn't understand.
Not the smartest smart device in the world.
No, same thing with Siri. I love my Siri, but I have to say, Siri, set. I'm not going to do it now. It's going to start.
Yeah, it'll get right. Yeah. Yours and mine both will. Yeah.
You know, set timer for. You speak to it in Siri voice. Language modeling. You talk to it normal, or you type to it normal, and what it gives you back, you're like, oh, come on, some person typed that. So for things like UC, things for chat. Instead of typing / Salesforce top 5 leads, you could say, you know, hey, whatever the bot is called, give me my top 5 leads and tell me which ones you think I should act on first, and tell me what do you think I should do for it. Instead of sending emails, should we do a campaign? And it'll give you an answer.
Well,
like
I was showing my wife, write a thesis report on someone with disabilities, and it just churned it out. I mean, and it's the problem is that it's so effective at natural language
Yes. That
the misinformation is as prevalent as the information. All
Yes. It's
doing is scraping the internet.
Yeah.
So whatever it brings in is what it's going to spit out, and that might not be accurate data. So we got to see who's relying on it early on. That's a scary thought.
Yeah. And I think people are misunderstanding that and holding that against it. They're saying, oh, this isn't a good technology because it gives me wrong information. It's not designed yet to check its facts. It's still kind of beta-ish. It's all about faking you into thinking it's a person. And why is that a big deal? It just makes it so much easier to work when you're not having to speak bot language to all your tools. You could just say, and I'm assuming very soon it'll be, you know, verbal. We'll be able to just say, personal assistant, you know, what are my meetings for today? And make sure to, you can just talk to it.
Not until it comes out in Scarlett's voice. That's the
yeah.
one.
But I hope they get the fact-checking in there soon, because it's confusing people and throwing people off.
It absolutely is. What are you expecting to see here at the show? Anything new, anything exciting that you're looking for?
On the hardware side, I'm expecting to see a lot more certifications. I feel like a lot of our hardware vendors kind of figured out the physical models. You know, whether it's a video bar or whatever the systems are, we're kind of happy with our hardware, and now it's just about making it work better with the software. So I'm expecting a lot of announcements of Zoom certification, Teams certification, Cisco certification, and it doesn't sound as cool and sexy as new cameras, but it's just as important.
Well, we do have some new products out, hardware-wise, and we do have some new software out that you have to go check out and
Great.
See, and hopefully we'll be showing people throughout the course of this show and next week as well, especially our new version 4 firmware for the Android platforms. If you haven't seen that announcement, that's going to be really exciting, because that brings us over to Android 10. It creates a lot more compatibility with a lot more platforms, and our cool new headsets, which hopefully you'll see at the show this year. A lot of them are being given out, the Voyager 360s, the smart earbuds with the control station. So, David, it's always a pleasure to see you. How can we find out more about what you do?
Go to letsdovideo.com. We just recently reorganized the website, so we've been putting out a lot of video content, and you could find it all there. We have an evaluation of the P15, which is getting tens of thousands of views. It's I guess it's a popular device, because I haven't been pushing that video out. I just put it on YouTube, and people are searching for it and finding it. So check us out at letsdovideo.com.
Good video, good device. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Thank you. So that's it for this episode of AV Nation TV's Connected. I'm your host, David Danto, here at the beautiful atrium at the Gaylord Palms for Enterprise Connect. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks for staying with us. Take care.